Welcome to the fourth installment of the Delta Success Program. What you don't know is that all of these CD programs are created in a progression, with one leading to the next, and each building upon what you've learned in the previous CDs. This Delta Success Program will be focused on your definition of success and directing your thoughts, your emotions, in fact, your whole attention toward that success. The name of this program is The Psychopathology of Success, which may sound a bit controversial because it's designed to create a, quote, disease, unquote, in you. The disease is one of pathological ambition. Before you proceed through this process, I hope you've taken the time to listen to the previous Delta Success programs, because each of these are building one upon the other. And without the background of the previous Delta Success programs, this program may drive you toward success at a great sacrifice to other aspects of your life. Consider yourself warned. In fact, this CD will be littered with repeat warnings, knowing that you take full responsibility for what transpires in your life, good and bad. The definition of psychopathology literally means psychological illness, or mental or behavioral disorder. This mental or behavioral disorder is one that will make you successful. If you're hearing this for the first time, there's probably an interesting feeling you're experiencing right now. It's a feeling that combines fear and intense curiosity. The fear is there because I'm suggesting to you to take on a psychological illness for becoming successful. The intense curiosity is there because we all want to be successful at some level. So let me assure you that if you do this process correctly, and if you've listened to the previous CDs in this series, then you'll learn that you can turn the intensity of your madness up and down as you desire it. After all, you want to be in complete control of the intensity and direction of your own pathological sanity. Let's begin with an assumption. The assumption being that we are all neurotic in one way or another. Our neurosis can affect us in many ways, both to our benefit and to our demise. On the one end of the spectrum, a person can be obsessed in doing things perfectly in patterns of three. If each step of the pattern is not perfect, or if it is done in any pattern other than three, nothing will get done. This neurosis can be a huge handicap towards someone's success. On the other hand, let us assume that you are obsessed with this building of a life and lifestyle, or of accomplishing a great goal. Under those conditions, a psychopathology of success would be quite useful. On the other hand, let us assume that you are obsessed with the building of a life and lifestyle, or accomplishing a great goal. Under those conditions, a psychopathology of success would be quite helpful. To do that is quite simple. You must become obsessed. There are strategies to build that obsession, and you must do them religiously and consistently in the same way an athlete trains. You must train your mind, nay, your whole awareness towards that single end. The question that you or any psychotherapist may ask about now is this healthy? The answer is not as clear-cut as it might first appear. Doing anything with an obsessive bent will mean that as you focus on it, there are other things which you are not focusing on. That can mean there will be things you'll sacrifice, but that's normal for anything that you want to achieve. Consider what a person has to do to be an Olympic-quality athlete. When another person might be socializing, partying, and sleeping in, the athlete, the Olympic athlete, has one thing in mind: becoming the best that they can be in their sport. They become pathological in the drive for success. On the other hand, to be successful in any area demands some degree of sacrifice, but the reward is success. What you will learn is how to create that obsession, and more importantly, how to manage it. To create this pathological drive to succeed, we will bring about both pleasure and pain. Pleasure for even the smallest achievement you make toward your goal. Pain and fear of not achieving what you want. In neuro-linguistic programming terms, this may not seem to be the most ecological process to build a drive to succeed. But the goal here is not ecology, but success. Consider the qualities of these people who have an unending drive to succeed. The first quality is a single-minded focus on their goal. This quality often will go to the core of their personal identity. They see, hear, and feel themselves to be the one who will attain their goal. If they wish to be rich, they know exactly what they mean by rich and see it almost with a sense of entitlement. This quality by itself results in manic delusions if it were not tempered with the following two qualities. The second quality, a strongly dispassionate attention to reality. This means that what happens around them does not alter their mood or distract them from their goal. They have a calm that can often be perceived as mystical. This is largely due to the depth of their forethought, but often they've had the experience of reacting emotionally and yielding to the seductive feelings of romance, love, and sex that may entangle them into situations from which they cannot easily escape. They work as hard to control their emotions as they do the events in their lives. The third quality is a pathological adaptability to changing circumstance. Adaptability to change becomes a high value. They know that all events and people cannot be controlled 100% of the time. So they know that they must learn to respond creatively to the changing events around them. Those people who have only this quality typically have no direction in life at all. They may enjoy the moment regardless of what is in that moment, but they don't accomplish much. Many of the things we'll discuss in Psychopathology of Success have been alluded to in previous CDs in this series. What we're going to do today is increase the intensity so that you can get a taste of what it's like to have a maniacal ambition combined with ruthless efficiency. Remember, because you are eliciting these feelings intentionally, you should be prepared for a little discomfort. In fact, it's worth warning you that you may go through this process and discover that being pathologically ambitious is so uncomfortable that you may never want to do the process again. If that's the case, then you can chalk up what you've done with this CD as a valuable learning experience. What can be most uncomfortable is the possibility, the risk, that you may begin to see people as assets. As assets, you have no personal connection to them. This is not typical of healthy people, so be aware of it. You may accomplish your greatest ambitions and be lonely in the process. Aside from simply knowing this is a possibility, you can begin to think bigger and include in your ambition the ideal relationships you want. Regardless of how you choose to use this information, it will be of value to you. The ultimate goal of the Psychopathology of Success is to give you a taste of that success attitude. With that tasted, you can decide to what degree you want to use it. So if any of this scares or intimidates you, good. It's supposed to. From this point forward, you are taking full responsibility for what you experience. If you decide to proceed, it's your choice, and the makers of this CD take no responsibility for what transpires. Choose carefully. And if you're ready, let's begin.